Blog Talk Radio.
Black, and I'm prouder because I'm on Black Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black Owned businesses. And in this fast 30 minutes, we're shining the spotlight on Dr. Cordelia Noble, founder, CEO, and the queen in charge of the Queen Collaborative. And this is what we're about right here, collaborating, touching crowns, and letting each other know what we're doing and how we can collaborate and be cooperative with our businesses. So without further ado, Dr. Noble, welcome to Black Owned and Busy Live on Tribe Family Channel. We are shining the spotlight on you. Welcome, Queen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Happy Friday night to all of the listeners. So I'm super excited about the opportunity to be on Black Owned and Busy and talk about how busy I am with all of my different blessings and initiatives.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes. You know, we hear a lot about, you know, we need seven streams of income and we need to diversify our businesses and we need to bring forward, you know, the seeds that are planted within us. So start off with who Dr. Noble is and what lines of businesses are you running?
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, basically, Dr. Noble is, if I can say so myself, a fabulous black queen who works very diligently to give back to the community and support other black women as well, so they're able to reach their career success. That is my goal. That is my heart's desire. That is my passion. You know, to help black women achieve, because, of course, you know, we know that black women are the most disadvantaged compared to any other ethnicity. And because of that, with myself being a black woman, I can relate. So I want to be able to do what I can, you know, within this time and while I still have breath in my body, to help others to be successful. I've been in multiple career fields. I have a background in higher education and workforce development, over 20 years experience, you know, working in that sector. I've also worked in the legal field. I've also worked in human services. Well, I've, you know, pretty much helped families become sustainable with whatever they needed, whether it be food, housing, clothing. So, you know, I've always been that type of individual to be able to engage, connect, reach out, build those strategic partnerships. So that's way it's a benefit to the community. So that's pretty much what I'm all about, and I'm just thankful to be on this wonderful platform of yours.
We're thankful and grateful to have you, your voice, and, you know, speak to your initiatives that you're involved in when it comes to business-to-business partnerships and building those with other women. What type of experiences have you had, and what type of invitations do you know of that we can latch on to keep that initiative going?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, one of the great initiatives that I am the founder of and a CEO, which you mentioned in the beginning of the show, was the Queen Collaborative Program. And the Queen Collaborative Program is a collaboration amongst six different black queens within the Metro Detroit area. And what this program is, it is a six-week online program for 2 hours per week, and the mission of the program is to educate African-American black women on the basic principles of leadership and entrepreneurship instructed by black women leaders and entrepreneurs. These women are my colleagues. They are great friends of mine, and I will forever be indebted to them. You know, I came up with this idea based upon my book, derived from my book, and wanting to do something more to support Black women and their career success. So I reached out to these ladies, my very good friends, explained to them what I would like to do. And you know what? They came on board with, you know, just excitement and open arms and support. And they are also ready to give back to the community in a great way. And I always say that what we try to do through the Queen Collaborative is we try to deposit those jewels into the crowns of other Black queens. So I'm super excited about that program. It's a great collaboration. I'm gearing up for the spring session that takes place in April. So it runs from April 20th to May 25th. And the takeaways from that program, of course, will include a certificate of completion, of course, gain knowledge from experts in the field, and access to, you know, connections and mentorship. And just so you're aware, these women who are on the roster are phenomenal. And I don't know if you are aware of any of the names, if you had an opportunity to look at the flyer and information, but it's 6 weeks totally, and we have these wonderful ladies, Jocelyn Giagrande, Renate Matthews, Tisha Hammond, April McKee, Nicole Freeman Kirkland, Camille Jamerson, and Angela T. Moore. And throughout the six-week program, you know, we'll talk about finding your niche, you know, why your mindset matters throughout the entrepreneurship and what you're trying to accomplish, the beginning. And we also talk about different marketing strategies as well, because a lot of times, you know, those ladies may not know how to market their business. We also talk about Let's Get Legal with attorney April McKee. It's about all of the legal aspects of entrepreneurship as well. I Need Money. We have an accountant that talks about that facet of the program as well as making sure that you have all of your accounting and books in order. And then we have Camille Jamerson from CDJ and Associates. She's going to say, okay, let's do it. With all of this information that you've learned over these 6 weeks, how are we going to pull this together and make things work and be able to move forward with our entrepreneurship or business that we decide to take advantage of? And then finally, we do have Angela T. Moore, who's doing self-care for entrepreneurs, because obviously as you're going through this process, it can be sometimes a blessing and a curse. You know, it doesn't always happen overnight, entrepreneurship. We understand that. But, you know, part of that is making sure that you're still taking care of yourself throughout the process. Self-care is key, and self-care is necessary in order to sustain. So we do talk about self-care for entrepreneurs as well. So, again, this is a great initiative. You know, we did have in the fall, we had 11 women who participated in the cohort. It was a phenomenal six-week session, and the women bonded. We talked about so many of these different things related to entrepreneurship and leadership. And then after the 6 weeks, the women did not want to end because it was such a great, great, great program. So this is one of my initiatives, the Queen Collaborative. So, you know, again, I'm looking for the to kick off the spring session with a second cohort, and I'm super excited about working with Black women and helping them reach their success.
Wow, 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 wow. I am so in admiration of what you queens are doing. And, you know, the key to, you know, what I'm hearing also is not only the unity, the sharing of the information, the support, of course, the taking care of oneself. Gumbel for the Soul Publications is all about self-help. Excuse me,
yes.
Self-help and
yes.
Health and wellness. I'm an advocate for health and wellness, so that precedes Tribe Family Channel when it comes to where our social activism lies. And so that is key, to be able to take care of yourself. And you have to really walk in it. You cannot be the one
yes.
that sound the alarms, that create the platforms, that come together and have the discussions and not take the action and be actively engaged. And so I really hear you even more profoundly when you were speaking about one of the sisters about taking it to the next level. You know, you have to put
yes.
what you know and what you've learned into action. You cannot keep
yes.
Doing the feel-good workshops and the level-up sister conferences and then walk away empty-handed, not knowing what your next step is for what you're feeling in that moment and what is bursting inside of you, what is possibly waiting to be birthed out of you, and then how to
Absolutely.
Ultimately walk in your purpose.
That's right. That's right. Walk in your purpose. And that's Camille Jamerson. She is in week 6. She says, okay, let's do it. You know, we've gone through all of these different modules without the last 5 weeks. You know, you've gained all knowledge and information. Now, how do we put this into action? You know, how do we go from step one to step two? And like you said, how do we step into our passion? How do we step into our purpose? You know, how do we make sure that we are mission aligned? How do we make sure that we are driven? How do we make sure that we're still taking care of ourselves throughout this process? And how are we going to make sure that we are reaching success? And that's the whole point of the program, is to help these women reach success and their entrepreneurship, and then anyone that's interested in leadership as well, they will get those nuggets of information as well. And like I said, it's about depositing those jewels into the crowns of those women.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, what gave you the desire to specifically address, and you said something so profoundly, and it's about the marginalized demographics of Black women in business.
Yes.
And what gave you the desire, besides, of course, being affected by the marginalization,
mm-hmm.
because we both
mm-hmm.
are, and any Black
right.
woman can tell you some of the, in fact, I just got off of the phone with a professor out of Savannah, Georgia, and hoo-wee.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the different attacks, the different
yes.
Off ramps and just things that would try to hinder the power that we walk in. What made
yes.
you want to target enlightening sister queens? Did you go through a certain experience to where you said, oh, no? Or was it simply in general? Because we walk in a level of power that this world has tried to quell. And when you
yes.
tap into your own power, you start to understand and see exactly why the foremothers and fathers ranted the way they did about
yes, ma'am.
certain oppressions that were
yes.
Inflicted upon us, not just as a people, but as businesses, as entrepreneurs. You
mm-hmm.
can point at Tulsa,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, and talk about the burning down of our businesses and our neighborhoods and how we were thriving
yes.
independent of this country.
Mm-hmm.
It is true,
mm-hmm.
but we've never
mm-hmm.
gone back and
it
rebuilt those neighborhoods. You know,
right.
And so
right.
was there a specific experience, or is this in general that you target that subject matter about how we're oppressed
mm-hmm.
as far as women?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, definitely it is based upon my experience, you know, with my experience throughout the workforce and having the background, the experience, the skills, the knowledge and the education, the level of integrity, the level of leadership, you know, having wonderful references. And with all of that being said, applying for roles, higher level roles that I knew that I was qualified for, and I was very confident that I would receive those types of promotions. However, when I applied for different positions, I found that upward mobility became a challenge for me. It became an issue. And it began to happen so much throughout my career started looking at myself, and I thought that there was something wrong with me. Because, you know, the public will have the public will have you to think that there's something wrong with you, you know, because, you know, you're not meeting the, you know, a certain expectations on their level. However, what it is you're just not a part of certain groups, you know, certain cliques, you know, things of that nature. And because this was happening to me, I started to do my own research and find out if this same phenomenon was happening to other black women as well, or was it just me? So what I did was I did some research. I interviewed about 20 black women across the nation to find out their experiences in the workforce. And I had like a set of questions for them, and I allowed them to, you know, profoundly respond to those questions. And what I found out was these women who I did not know from Adam, you know, that were across the nation, were experiencing the exact same things that I experienced. And because of that, I said, hey, you know what, I need to write about this. And as I started to write about this and do my research, you know, it came out as part of my research that black women are the most disadvantaged compared to any other ethnicity in regards to career progression. And that's also, you know, disadvantaged, you know, related to housing, relating to employment, relating to, you know, the financial aspects of their life. Also relating to health care. We know, you know, black women in health care, and, you know, when they're having children, we know that we lose more of our sisters in childbirth compared to any other ethnicity, you know, due to poor health care. You know, we understand that. So based upon all of those different things, I wrote a book. And my book reflects all of the interviews related to the women who experienced the same thing, including my experiences. And my book is entitled A Study of Leadership Development, Self-Efficacy, Career Readiness Among African-American Black Women. And what came of this research is that I found that in order for black women to reach career success and also be able to, you know, burst that glass ceiling that we hear so much about, you know, which, you know, the glass ceiling, which, you know, it keeps the minorities and women, you know, from achieving success. We've heard about that a lot. But the things that really help women be successful would be professional development. So having those professional development opportunities where we can grow, we can develop, we can engage, you know, and also having those leadership development opportunities where we can hone in our skill sets. Because a lot of times, you know, some women or individuals in general just don't know what it means to be a leader. You know, so there are certain skill sets and qualities that, you know, that entails being a leader. So definitely having those professional development opportunities, having leadership development, and then finally having mentorship. Black women need mentors. They need someone that's going to be vested in their career success, someone that's going to be able to go into those rooms that they cannot go into and speak on their behalf, someone that can lead and guide them and that will kind of show them the ropes and help them move up that career ladder. Now, I never had a mentor in my life. I never had a mentor in my life. And so that is another reason why now, you know, I'm really, really, really adamant about mentorship. I mentor young women outside of, you know, all of the different initiatives that I take on, because I didn't have that in my life and my career. And the only thing that kept me going throughout my life and my career is the fact that, you know, I wanted to make sure that I was going to be able to be more, to do more. I knew that for my life, I knew that God had a calling on my life, and I wanted to make sure that I was able to give back to the community in a great way. So all of the things that I did not have coming up through my work experience, I want to make sure that the information is available to other black women so that they don't have to experience what I experienced, and they too can move up the ladder and be successful.
I applaud you wholeheartedly about the aforementioned, and it is so very important to have a mentor. I'm going to break it down even further. It is very important for us to learn to listen to another sister.
Yes.
We have to learn to trust that that sister can guide us to another level. We don't have to worry about what she's wearing, her hair, her nails, her money, her car, her man, or none of that.
Yes.
What we need to understand is that, and I'm going to say what my spirit sister, who is the reason why I'm even on this radio since 2011 and on my own network since 2013 when she passed, she said, everyone knows something that someone else needs to know. And she was the CEO of Voices of Wisdom. Voices of Wisdom became a radio show on my network here to honor my sister upon her passing. And my mentor is 85 years old. He is the leader of the Tougaloo Nine, led, trained, and mentored by the late, great Mega Wiley Evers. And when I reach for high-hanging fruit, I reach for knowledge and a certain knowledge base above my own knowledge. I already know what I know, and I don't know enough of what I need to know to get where I'm going. So it would behoove me to take on a mentor, to learn to listen, to get out of any self-righteous mode that would proceed their intellectual prowess, because I would be doing myself a disservice to not be able to sit at another queen's feet and listen to her knowledge. Just listen.
Yes.
She don't need your validation. She doesn't need your recommendation. What she needs is that you understand her knowledge and her wisdom, her experience, and the road and the path that she's traveled, gaining that experience and that knowledge.
Yes.
Because we cannot walk in another person's footsteps. I don't care what we do. We cannot walk in another queen's footsteps. So you're listening to Black-Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black-Owned businesses and the Queen Collaborative, headed by Dr. Noble, founder and CEO, is really, really a profound initiative. I want to encourage our listeners to take hold of this. Now, before we get out of here, you mentioned that you were also an educator of higher learning. And so I am sending an email right now. I specifically avoided that subject because of the email that I just sent to you. But I want to thank our sponsor, Gordavi LLC, Demetra Davis, and Hummingbird and YellowRose.com. I want to thank you, Dr. Noble, for sharing your knowledge and your wisdom on the show today, Black Owned and Busy. You are welcome back to this platform anytime. But
thank you so much.
It's my honor. You see how fast the time flies. But before we go, you have got to tell our listeners where they can connect with you, where they can join or support or even share the flyer that I have not had a chance to review, but I'm certainly interested, as you mentioned it earlier. Tell our listeners where they can find your information, get that flyer, perhaps join anything that you're doing, website, email address, and events coming up.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So for the Queen Collaborative, as I mentioned, you know, April 20th through May 25th, individuals who are interested, you can find more information on the Detroit Book City website. I'm actually listed on there as an author. And it has all of the information relative to my book, as well as the Queen Collaborative. So my book also, which I mentioned before, is A Study of Leadership Development, Self-Efficacy and Career Readiness Among African-American Black Women. It's also available on Amazon. So those who might be interested in the book can definitely go on and purchase it from Amazon. And I just wanted to say to individuals, you know, it isn't only for Black women, it's also for employers. Employers who might be interested in supporting their DEI initiatives. So if they're interested in supporting Black women, it's a resource, it's a tool for them as well. For those individuals who might be interested in connecting with me, you can find me on LinkedIn under Dr. Cordelia Noble. I'm also on Instagram under Dr. Cordelia Noble. And then finally, my email address, you're welcome to send me an email. My email address is dr.cordelia, which is spelled K-O-R-D-I-L-I-A, 115 at gmail.com. So I welcome all new faces. I love to engage. I love to connect. And definitely if there are any opportunities for a level of engagement, I welcome that as well.
Well, we welcome you back live on Tribe Family Channel. There are a plethora of shows that we can definitely find additional synergy and have that conversation. I would love to discuss your book writing journey. We have a show called A Book Is Born, and that is an hour-long
awesome.
Show. We also give book drop parties. But what I really love is that you're addressing that feeling that they don't like to talk about when a Black woman is in the room. And there's another thing that needs to be discussed, and that's the disparaging gap in the salaries that we make.
Yes.
So it's also the positions that we're elevated to, but even in the positions that we're at, we are making, less than 25% of our counterparts. So if they're making a dollar, we're making 25 cents. Let's just keep it real simple.
Let's just keep it real simple.
So that's how we continue to not catch up and close these gaps when it comes to home ownership, when it comes to passing on legacies, passing on wealth instead of passing on debt and disparaging continued effects that impact our community. So thank you for your ever so enlightening conversation right here on Black Owned and Busy, shining the spotlight on Black Owned businesses. Thank you, Dr. Cordelia Noble, founder, CEO of the Queen Collaborative. It's been a blessing, Queen, and thank you again.
Thank you so much.
All that you're doing. You're welcome. And that's going to wrap session up. You're welcome. Thank you. Nice having you. And again, you've been tuned in to Black Owned and Busy. I'm Beverly Black. Welcome to Tribe Family Channel's family by visiting GumboForTheSoulInternational.com, Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel, and of course, the archives of this show is on our studio, BlogTalkRadio.com/GumboForTheSoul. You can reach me at TribeFamilyChannel@gmail.com and claim your own spot right here live on Black Owned and Busy. Have a great weekend, good night, and stay Black.
Put your bad stuff. Say it louder. Say it louder. Yeah. Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of love. But I say we want to quit moving until we get what we deserve. We've been abused and we've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about as pure as you bone. Just as you, as it takes you eyes to make a pair. till we get our share. Say it loud. Say it loud. One more time. Say it loud. I've worked on jobs with my feet in my hands. You know all the work I did before the other man. Now we done made a chance to do things for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working with someone else. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud.
Tri-Family Channel, Tri-Family Channel.